Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor was 82 years ago. They're expected at solemn ceremonies today at the Hawaii Naval Base. They'll remember and honor the more than 2,300 Americans who were killed December 7, 1941. SRN News.
Conservative Theological University has provided biblical theological education for God's pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and Christian educators since 1982. CTU would be delighted to assist you in your Bible studies. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
And thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for continuing to hang in there. This is yours truly, Brother Davis, sitting in for Dr. Youngblood on today. And we are talking about, amen, Jesus Christ. What child is this? The meaning of the Christmas season. 904-831-0917. That call gets you through the studio right to our microphones, so we can entertain your questions and comments. Certainly, we thank God for all of you that are listening on today. And I want to give a shout out, amen, amen, to my church on today, WWLTC Outreach Ministries, amen, in the big city of Folkestone, Georgia. Thank you so much for listening, amen, and love each and every one of you, amen, on today. Amen, truly, amen, we are talking about, amen, Jesus Christ. And we thank and praise God for him on today. And again, I realize that we can't do it all, amen, in one setting, but we certainly hope that something we say on today, amen, will sink deep down into your souls, so that if you have not found a reason to tell God thank you, after you have heard, amen, this word on today, you can look up, amen, with all gratitude, amen, with thankfulness in your heart, and tell God thank you for sending your son into this world. Amen. To die on the cross for my sins. That is why the child was born in the first place. The child was born to die, to take on the sins of the entire world. I don't know of anybody all over this whole wide world that God doesn't love. To God, everybody is somebody. So you have to realize, no matter how unimportant you might consider yourself, don't look down upon yourself. Don't cast yourself down. You are somebody in the sight of God, and God loves you. And this is the reason why we are here on today. We want to share that word with you to let you know, amen. At this season, we're celebrating the fact that God sent his son into the world. Praise God, amen. We understand, amen, that the scripture talks about the deity of Jesus Christ. It said, amen, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Many portions of scripture let us know, amen, God sent us his son through a virgin. And let me, amen, remind you on today that is very important. That's one of the most important tenets, amen, of the Christian faith, is that you believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. Again, you will find in that book that Dr. Youngblood wrote, The Impeccability of Jesus Christ, amen, how, amen, his blood was sinless because Joseph was not his father, but God was his father. And by him having, amen, the blood of the Father in his veins, amen, he was a sinless individual. So he was able to live a sinless life, and therefore he became the perfect sacrifice. When he died on the cross, his blood satisfied the demands, amen, of a God who had pronounced judgment on all of the whole world. So I thank God, amen, for knowing those truths, amen, from the scripture on today and accepting that through faith. And because I have accepted that, then now I can claim Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Praise God. So a virgin, the scripture said, shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. Then it came back and said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9, verses 6 through 9. Then we find in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verses 5 and 6, he is called the Lord our righteousness. Certainly I realize, amen, that I can't read every scripture to you on today, but I want to give you a few key verses coming from the scripture so that if it has not moved you on today, perhaps this will do something for your faith and give you a heart full of more gratitude that not only at this season will you begin to give him praise, or that the praise in your heart will have more meaning, but that you will learn how to appreciate him as the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the only true living God. Praise God. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for him on today. Amen. Again, 904-831-0917. That's our number on today. Give us a call. What child is this? Who is Jesus Christ? Who is he to you? Surely we ought to enjoy the season, but remember to rejoice as well. For after all, the true meaning of Christmas is a celebration of God's ultimate gift, the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of the only true living God. The spirit of Christmas is in the togetherness. Listen, when we can all come together, do you realize this on today? Christians are the only one that can come together and celebrate not only a Savior, but a living Savior, one that was raised from the dead and still yet lives in 2023. Do you realize that? The scripture said, amen, he's sitting on the right hand of God, and he's not just sitting there doing nothing. The scripture lets us know he's making intercession for the saints. He is still praying for us. So my friend, if you are having trouble in your life, Christ is praying for you. He's making intercession for you right now. He is pleading your case to God the Father. And if you call upon the name of Jesus Christ, amen, he will deliver. He will send you the help. He will send you exactly for or any or whatever you need at this particular time and season. Perhaps we will look at the Christmas season differently this year. It will give us a chance to truly take in the wonder and the awe of the season. Christmas is very important to every Christian because it reminds them that Jesus, the Son of God, came to earth for all people, symbolized through the visits of the wise men and the shepherds. Psychologists say that nostalgic memories from our childhood also play a role in proving the holiday's spirit's validity. So the Christmas spirit comes alive every Christmas holiday because around the holidays, many people report feeling happier and saying they are filled with the holiday spirit. Listen, there is no other time greater than the Christmas season to us as Christians, because again, we celebrate the birth of our Savior, a risen Savior, a living Savior, one that we can talk to anytime we get ready. I believe I used to hear the old saints sing a song in the church a long time ago. Just a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He'll hear your faithful cry, and he'll answer by and by. We have a living Savior that's sitting high and looking low, listening out. Jesus Christ is listening, and he listens all night long. All he wants to hear is some sinner pray. So when we pray, amen, we have to realize we are praying and our ears and our prayers are not falling on deaf ears. Christ is a prayer answering God. So if we trust and believe in him on today, he will hear, he will answer our prayers, and he will come to our rescue. Praise God. To Christians, the gifts given at Christmas are symbolic of the tributes made to the baby Jesus by the wise men after his birth during the story of the Nativity. And we look at, amen, the frankincense, the gold, and the myrrh. Amen. They gave him the best that they have. What about you? Are you going to give him the best that you have? He deserves it because he came in the world and died on the cross for your sins. When we go back to the scripture again, we see, amen, in the book of Micah chapter 5, verse 2, it says, from Bethlehem there was to come forth the ruler whose going forth have been from old, from the days of eternity. So listen, he didn't just exist at the time of his birth. He was always there throughout eternity. Scripture proves that. If you go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, in the creation account of the world, amen, God said, let us create man. Let us do this and let us do that, etc., etc. So there are many portions of scripture that let us know, amen, that Christ was there present all the whole time. Just during the time of his birth in Bethlehem was the time that he was manifested to the world, but he was manifested at that time for a reason. Again, he came to die on the cross for our sins. And we go to the book of Proverbs. We find it written there, Proverbs 30 and verse 4 says, what is his name? What is his son's name, if thou canst tell? Speaking about, amen, Christ Jesus, what is his name? And we know we can go through scripture and find many names that are attributed to him. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha, these different things like that. All of them still let us know that we have a Savior. All of those words describe his capabilities and his attributes. So for that reason, if he is Jehovah Jireh, your provider, you ought to look up and tell God, thank you. If he is Jehovah Rapha, your healer, you ought to look up and tell God, thank you. If he is Jehovah Nissi, he look up and tell God, thank you. If he is Jehovah Shalom, that's your peace. If he's Jehovah Nissi, amen, he's the banner over your head, then still tell God, thank you. So listen, I mean, these names, I mean, we can call them out all day long. And sometimes I get a little bit mixed up with them because there are so many of them. But still yet, all of them let me know that I have a Savior that I can call on for any reason, for any need in my life. I can call on him and he's there to fulfill my every need. When we look at Psalm chapter 2, verses 7 and 12, the Lord said, or God said, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And Psalm 45, verse 6, along with Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8, but unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever. So all of these verses give a reference to the deity of Jesus Christ. Amen. Who he is. He is God. He is God the Father. He is God the Son. And he is God the Holy Spirit. He is deity. He never was anything less than that. Now, if we look at the humanity of Christ on that side, we see that in the book of Genesis, the Redeemer was to be the seed of the woman who would bruise the serpent's head, Genesis 3 and 15. This is a prophecy of the virgin birth in enigmatic form. So certainly, listen, certain things might seem like a mystery to us, but if we allow God the Holy Spirit to reveal to us what the meaning of the scriptures are, certainly we won't walk around in error, neither will we walk around in darkness, because the Spirit of God is a revealer, but we have to trust and believe in him that he will lead us in the right way. If you know Christ as your Lord and Savior, give us a call, 904-831-0917. That call gets you through the studios right to our microphone so we can entertain your questions and comments. Here again, when we look at Genesis chapter 9, verse 26, the Messiah would also come from the tents of Shem. And in Genesis chapter 22, verse 18, the Redeemer would be the seed of Abraham. So now look at all of these meanings that the scripture points out to us, telling us who Jesus is, not who he was, who he is right now in this present time. If we look at God, he is not ruled and governed by time. Time has no effect upon him. He is the God of the past, the God of the present, and the God of the future. Because when we look at the book of Revelation, chapter 1, he said, I am he that was, who is, and who is to come, past, present, and future. For that reason, we owe God some praise. Amen? So, when we go down a little bit further into the scripture, we also see that the Messiah was confirmed to be the seed of Isaac, Genesis chapter 26, verses 2 and 4. And then the promise was confirmed to the seed of Jacob, Genesis chapter 28, verses 13 through 14. So listen, all of these things, again, I don't have time to read them all, but the research is provided here for us to know. God gave us this to know all about his son, all about himself, all about the reason, the more, why we should give him praise, amen, as our Lord and Savior. The one that was born, the reason that we are celebrating this time of the season, the Christmas season, amen, Jesus is the reason for the season. When we look at the togetherness that we can share, it's in the thought to which you put into thinking about others. It's a selfless time when we forgive and take stock of what's important and become better versions of ourselves. Listen, again, coming together, sharing gifts, all of that is good. But don't forget, there are many people all over the world who are less fortunate than you. I believe I shared with you a few weeks back how I had the privilege to visit the Honduras, or maybe about 10 years ago. And I went to the country of Belize, and I went to the country of, I forget which one that was now. That was back up in, I know it was in the Honduras. Montego Bay. I know that was the area that we visited the day after Christmas. But in each of those areas that we went in, the people were less fortunate. That's in Jamaica. Thank you. Amen. They didn't have the thing. They didn't have it at their disposal to be able to enjoy the things that we had. As I told you before, the young kids were running behind us begging, and this was on Christmas Day, and it broke my heart. And then I came to realize how blessed our kids are in the USA. How many times we in the United States of America take things for granted because we throw so much food away. We throw so many other things away because we don't count it as being valuable. It's not really, truly a blessing to us to be able to enjoy these things. So let me remind you on today, you are very blessed to be able to have some of these things that you have at your disposal, because many are not fortunate to be able to enjoy those things. But for Christmas, when we look at the Christmas season, we come together and we give, we share, and let's not forget to forgive one another. You know, forgiving is very important for a Christian, because the Bible lets us know, if you don't forgive your brother his trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you of your trespasses. Now, if you want to be blessed, if you want to enjoy all that God has for you, you need to learn how to forgive and how to be reconciled to one another, and then how to love one another unconditionally. Don't love because I gave you or you gave me. That's not what's important. We ought to be able to love in spite of. God gave us a love that's above the love of the world, because we have the love of the Father in our hearts if we are Christians on today. So certainly, we ought to take that love and be able to share that with someone else during this Christmas season. So when we look at the Christmas season, the Christmas spirit comes alive every Christmas holiday because around the holidays, many people report feeling happier and say that they are filled with the holiday spirit. To that effect, the Christmas lights also symbolize the stars, particularly the Star of David that appeared in Bethlehem the night that Christ was born, even though the use of lit Christmas trees and Christmas lights didn't start with Christianity. You know, I've heard many versions of that and many explanations of why we see so many Christmas lights, why we use them around the Christmas season. And that's the reason, or that's the explanation I hear more often. They symbolize the stars in the sky that the shepherds might have saw when they were out in the field, how the angels got together and sang glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. When you think about that setting, when you think about the great thing that they might have experienced, when you think about the joy that was in their hearts, that's what caused them to give the best gifts that they had at their disposal. Gold and frankincense and myrrh. All of these gifts had a particular purpose in the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So certainly, when we give, we ought to be able to give in like manner. When we look at the incarnation of Jesus Christ, the fact of the incarnation tells us in the New Testament that the birth of Jesus Christ is a historical fact, and the biblical writers wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and gave us details of this miraculous event. The word incarnation simply means God taking on himself human flesh. I saw another definition for that word. Incarnation also means enfleshment. God came in the flesh, and he came for that reason to reveal himself to us in the person of his son, Jesus Christ. My mind goes back to John chapter 14, when Philip said, show us the Father and it suffices or satisfies us. And Christ responded to him, have I been so long a time with you, Philip, and you still saying, show us the Father? He that has seen me has seen the Father. So when we look at Christ Jesus, we're looking at God in the flesh. God himself came to the world in the person of Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins so that we might have a right to the tree of life. This is why I continually give God praise. Like the scripture says, the fruit of our lips continually giving praise unto his name. When we look at the origin of the Christ child as it relates to humanity, it is traced to the work of the Holy Spirit. God became man in Jesus. Deity took upon him, or with him taking upon deity, let me put it that way, amen. God himself, amen, came to mankind and revealed to us everything we needed to know about God the Father himself. So he is the personification of God the Father. When you go back to Hebrews chapter 1, all these verses come to mind. Amen. It tells us, amen, in Hebrews chapter 1, amen, he is the express image of God. So if we need to know who God the Father is, all we need to do is look at God the Son. When we look at the Virgin Mary, the incarnation meant, or tells us, in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 35, and also you can read in Jeremiah 31 and verse 22, the angel Gabriel was sent to Mary, a young Hebrew virgin, to announce the birth of the Messiah. The word was clear. The child would not be the product of the seed of men, but the Holy Spirit himself would overshadow the virgin and place within her womb the seed of Father God. This child would be a sinless creation brought about by a miracle of God and the response of this pure virgin. There would be nothing unclean about the birth of this child, and God would bring forth a sinless, perfect, immortal creature out of a sinful, imperfect, mortal creature. This is the miracle of the virgin birth. It cannot be accounted for by purely human or natural means. Mary, in total faith, was willing to accept the responsibility and challenge of being the mother of the Christ child. And you'll find that in Luke chapter 2, verses 34 through 35. So again, it's talking about the virgin birth and how important that is to Christianity. How we must believe in the virgin birth, because if we don't, then we have to understand that our belief ends up being in vain. Because again, Christ Jesus was 100% God and 100% man, not 50% God and 50% man. Amen? So when we look at Joseph from his perspective in Matthew chapter 1 verses 18 through 25, Matthew explains that after listing the genealogy of Jesus Christ, he breaks down the pattern of common descent by introducing the miraculous birth of Jesus with, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise." Those are good words. That's the way he began to introduce the birth of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. This account says that Mary was found with child of the Holy Spirit. The messianic genealogy was begotten of men, but the Messiah was born of Mary. Joseph, upon finding his espoused wife with child, was ready to have her put away with a bill of divorcement rather than have her stoned to death, which was the law of Moses. However, the angel of the Lord came to him and specifically told him that the child would be a son whose name was to be called Jesus. And you know, for that reason, I thank God that Joseph was humble. He submitted himself to the will of God. What about you? What child is this? Who is Jesus? Who is he to you? You know, I thank God for being able to enjoy, amen, this discussion on this broadcast on today, because Jesus is the reason for the season. And we hope that you don't get entangled with the gifts and with the other thing that goes on during the Christmas season and get your attention and focus away from God. Truly, he's worthy to be praised, because the Bible tells us, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, that the Lord is worthy to be praised. All of these references show how God singled out a man, then a nation from the man, a tribe from the nation, a house from the tribe, a virgin from the house, and thus preserved the genealogy of the Messiah as to his humanity, his deity, and his incarnation. So I certainly hope and pray that you were able to get something from this broadcast on today. And we thank God for all of you that joined with us on today. Truly, again, we look forward to sharing the word with you again on the next time. So join us again the next time as once again we continue to face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for